Thank you and good morning. Benjamin Carter sits in a Kingman, Arizona jail awaiting transfer back to Humboldt County. Carter is wanted for murder and arson, among other charges related to the death of Zachary Chapman in mid-April. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshal Service developed information that Carter, who had been on the run for 3 weeks, was staying with a family member in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Carter was identified and taken into custody without incident. He and his wife, Melinda, who's already been arrested and booked into county jail, are suspects in Chapman's death, and Ben Carter is a documented member of a white supremacy group. Chapman died as a result of a close-range shotgun blast to the chest. His body was found in the Eel River with his truck nearby. His trailer had been set afire. The Humboldt County deputy shot in the chest during a Shelter Cove incident is still on administrative leave, and the sheriff's office is not saying when he will return to work. Deputy Bang Cao was wearing a protective ballistic vest when he was shot trying to serve eviction papers to William Nelson in Shelter Cove. Cao is a 6.5-year veteran of the sheriff's office and remains on administrative leave while he recovers. The second deputy is Sergeant Ken Sithenbank, and both men returned fire with their service weapons. A team of investigators is still assembling information. Nelson is being held in county jail on an attempted homicide charge, and bail is set at $600,000. The Eureka Police Department announced that the flag that flies over police headquarters downtown will be flown at half-staff today in honor of those Eureka officers who have lost their lives while on duty. The department will hold a memorial service at the flagpole today at 9:30 in honor of Detective Charlie Swenson and Officers Pat Mitchell and Pete Carroll. Investigators have identified and charged an Oric man with felony charges related to the poached burros from redwood trees in Redwood State and National Park. Danny Garcia faces felony grand theft charges along with vandalism and receiving stolen property after investigators received a tip that one of the stolen burros was in a local shop. The burro, which was very large, matched one that was taken from an old-growth redwood tree. Garcia had cut the burro and then sold it to the local store. Another man, who is currently in custody, will face charges related to the burro poaching as well. Plastic bag bans at retailers have already been implemented by local governments in California, including Arcata, but a statewide ban on their use is one step closer to reality. On Wednesday, the State Assembly Natural Resource Committee approved a bill to phase out single-use plastic bags at grocery stores, convenience stores, liquor stores, and pharmacies. The bill was sponsored by Senator Padilla of Los Angeles and will now head to the Assembly Appropriations Committee before being voted on by the full Assembly. An adult white male with a large build who was wearing all-black clothing and a black mask robbed Bonamini's Market on Little Fairfield Street on Monday. The suspect brandished a handgun and then fled the scene on foot with the stolen money in a white pillowcase. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The June primary is under a month away, and as we head toward Election Day, we will focus on the candidates running for the district attorney's office and for two supervisor seats. Today, we hear from DA candidate Maggie Fleming, who answered a series of questions during a sit-down interview on key issues regarding the DA's office. Fleming was asked how she would restore confidence in the office, and she focused on better transparency and public information.
I was evaluating some of the websites that other DA's offices provide, and I was particularly impressed with Mendocino County DA's office. They have basically a page that tells the community how many cases were referred there that month, how many cases were charged that month, and then also they list each week the names of all the cases that are going to preliminary hearing or trial.
Fleming also mentioned plea deals and that more information about how they are agreed upon should be available to the public.
And I find constantly the public says things like, you know, we never know what happened on that case. We never found out. And so to have a website that really shows people exactly what's taking place helps. And then, like I say, anytime a plea deal is, you know, when there's one that's reached, that has to be done publicly and openly so that everyone knows the reasons for that and then can determine for themselves if they think it's appropriate or not.
Fleming is running against three other candidates for the DA's office, and you can hear her entire interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.